السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حدیث اور رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، من قرأ یاسین فی صدر النہار قضیت حوائجہ. پرسن ہو ریسائٹ سورہ یاسین ان دا مارننگ، اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ول فلفل دا نیڈس آف دا پرسن فار دا ڈے. دیٹس دا میننگ آف دیٹ حدیث شریف. وی آل نو دیٹ اور نیڈس اونلی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کین فلفل. ہو ایلس کین فلفل ریسائٹس اللہ تعالیٰ؟ We are muhtaj and in need of Allah Ta'ala every second of our life, every moment of our life. Whether it is our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, our hands and feet, if any person says that it is all in his control, then he is the most foolish person in the world. Dr. Chris Barnard was well known to have performed the first heart transplant. But who doesn't know what sickness he was suffering from? Afterwards, when he starts suffering from Parkinson's disease, then could he hold his knife and could he undertake a heart transplant? So whether it is a professor, a lecturer, a doctor, a scientist, whoever he may be, but he is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time. It's not in his control. Just for the purposes of this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us certain things and he says, well, it belongs to you. For if Allah ta'ala did not allow us that little property rights, then everyone would have said that everything in this world belongs to Allah ta'ala, so therefore I can grab anybody's thing that I wish to. One person was climbing on a tree and breaking mangoes. So the owner of that farm, he said, what right do you have to climb onto this tree and break mangoes? The farm belongs to me and you didn't even take permission and you started breaking mangoes. So he said, well, you belong to Allah Ta'ala, the tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala, the mangoes belong to Allah Ta'ala, I belong to Allah Ta'ala, so therefore what does it matter if I eat without taking your permission, because it doesn't belong to you. So the owner was also a bit sharp. So he ordered that a rope be brought and he tied him up to that same tree. And then he started beating him. So when he started screaming and shouting, he said, why are you shouting now? Because I belong to Allah Ta'ala, the whip belongs to Allah Ta'ala, you belong to Allah Ta'ala, and the tree on which I tied you belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So why are you screaming now? So for the purposes of this world, to avoid a chaotic state where every person grabs whatever he desires, Allah Ta'ala gave us some property rights. But in reality, everything belongs to him. So besides the many other virtues of Yasin Sharif, which inshallah as we go along we may discuss, one of it is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala fulfills the needs of the person for that day. His needs of that day are fulfilled. That means Allah Ta'ala will create the conditions. He will make the conditions in favor of that person. We all have certain needs. Now to fulfill those needs, Allah Ta'ala will create those conditions that easily the person will get his sustenance and many, many other things. But you must have that yaqeen and also must remember that all these wazifas and virtues and all go together with the giving up of sins. Then it will definitely help. May Allah Ta'ala give us the rewards and the barakat of the recitation of Surah Yasin Sharif, which will now be recited inshallah.